Hi, and welcome to SpondyCast, where we bring together the best medical minds, thought leaders, scientists, patients, and caregivers to inform and inspire the spondylitis community. I'm your host, Jill Miller, living my best spa life, knowing that how we meet today has the power to change everything going forward. Please note that the information provided in this podcast should not be considered medical advice. We do encourage all listeners to consult their healthcare professionals for medical concerns. Thank you for listening, and we hope you find our discussion today enlightening. Hi, and welcome to SpondyCast. Today, our guest is Jennifer Vischer, who began her spondylitis advocacy after over 8 years of looking for a diagnosis. In October 2009, she launched a project called Art Apple a Day, where she created a piece of art of an apple for 365 consecutive days in a blog, where she shared about the disease in a positive yet honest way. At the completion of the year, Jennifer set about creating her next project to help people living with the disease. Walk Your AS Off was launched in March of 2011, and over the past 13 years has developed into a global awareness campaign and US nonprofit that shares about AS SPA and encourages people to walk, an important aspect to managing the disease. She's excited about the Spondylitis Association of America taking on the walk and leading it into the future. Jennifer is now living in Maine and runs a small business where she translates her fine art into home decor, accessories, and fashion. Jennifer has studios in both Gray and Vinyl Haven, Maine, where she lives with her husband, Doug, and their very loyal and charismatic doodle, Lola, and her reluctant sidekick, Lulu the Tabby. She can be found all across social media simply by searching her name. Reach out and say hello, or stop by the Walk Your AS Off Facebook page every Wednesday at 1 p.m. for a live Walker Wednesday. Jennifer, welcome to SpondyCast, finally.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. And not everyone who's watching, well, who's listening, can see that the beautiful painting behind you that was one of your pieces of art. So just for today, I'm going to say I'm disappointed we're not on video. can you start with telling us a little bit about your own journey with spondyloarthritis?
Sure. It's you know, a story so many of us have heard, where the pain progresses and progresses, and you go to doctor after doctor, and don't get any answers. It's a long time to trudge through that many years and have people dismiss you and not figure it out. It seems crazy, but we're still talking about it. I mean, I shared about this all those years ago, and we're still talking about it. I eventually landed upon a rheumatologist who took my case on and figured it out, but it took him a while too. And then I started treatments and eventually landed on a biologic, and things started getting much better from there. And I was able to get back to work. And at that point, I was ready to share what I had gone through.
And this is when you started the Apples for AS Awareness?
Yes.
I love that.
So I thought, I've got to share about this. What just happened. I need people to know about this disease that I had never heard of. So many people never heard of. And, you know, now we have different names for and whatnot. But I thought, how do I capture people's attention so that I can share the information? I mean, that's half the battle these days, because, you know, there's just so many things to capture people's attention. So I thought, well, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts. So maybe I should pair a piece of art with the information I share about what's gone on and different aspects. So I just came up with the idea, you know, an apple is a symbol of health. And I put it on the internet. And I would then called my parents. And my mom said, "You did what? You're going to do what?" Because it sounded, after they had seen me go through the years I had gone through, taking on a project like this seemed like quite an endeavor. But it built day after day, and I met more people, and I connected with more people, got to know people at SAA, got to know people kind of across the globe. And I somehow miraculously pulled it off that I produced a piece of art every day for a year and shared and met just amazing people. So, and, you know, pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're beautiful.
Thank you.
For anyone you. Listening, if you Google Apples for AS, you can find the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. And you were painting. This was all paint, correct?
No, there was some fabric. They were the joining thing about them is that they were 5 inches by 5 inches and they were 2D.
Okay.
So I didn't do any sculpture. At one point halfway through, I was like, what am I going to do next? And so I kind of put it out to the community. Can I do sculpture? And everyone's like, no, you've got to stick with
the same thing.
Yeah, but you can't change what you're doing. So.
And was your first one the blue and white Apples for a Cure?
The first one was actually something I did. Like, you think about this, way back in 2009, you barely had any kind of software for doing graphics.
Yeah.
So I did it on some weird little thing on my phone, and it's like a 96 by 96 pixel tiny digital image. And
right.
Because I was trying to do something really quick before I lost my nerve. So I threw it up on this blog. And so that was that one. In some respects doesn't count because it's digital, but all the rest are art. So it's paint and it's ink and it's, yeah.
And was that healing?
It was, and it was empowering. Oh my
yeah.
gosh, was it empowering? Because I was like a big, you know what, to the whole thing. Like, I am not being beaten down by this. And I had some bad years, man. I mean, everyone listening to this understands that. Yes. I call them the crisis years. So yes, it was nice to say, well, I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to get, you know, do something big.
That is incredible. But I can't, I wonder, not that we can go back in time, but do you ever wonder, mm-hmm. like, if your path would have been different had you not started?
Oh, gosh, yes, it would have been different. It would have
right.
been way different. The walk never would have existed.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the walk.
Yeah.
So tell me what, okay, so you moved out of Apples and you moved into Walk Your AS Off.
So when I finished,
yeah.
I mean, I finished and we did this really neat fundraising event in New York. I went to the Big Apple and did a 24-hour paint-a-thon and, you know, had fun. I mean, I had fun with it. And we finished. And then I was like, you know, you have the letdown. Like, I just spent a year doing this. It wasn't, you know. So, and I thought, well, I thought I was just going to go on with my life when I first started it.
Right.
But, I met so many amazing people. I learned so much and I thought, oh, I need to keep helping people. I need to keep talking about this. So, you know, how a creative brain works. I had an idea. And so I had just at that point in time, ASIF, Ankylosing
right.
Spondylitis International Federation, as it was called then, they had just put out a big article talking about how important walking was for people with the disease. And at the time, I was like, oh, I don't want to walk. I am doing okay, but I was skeptical. But the data was there. And so I thought, okay, then if I'm feeling this way, there's a lot of other people feeling this way. And so we need to do this. We need to do this. So let's do it together. And again, I kind of like threw up a idea to the community via Facebook and threw up a Facebook page and said, okay, guys, at the time I said, we're going to take 1 million steps in 2 months. And pretty quickly, I realized that enough people wanted to join in that was going to happen within like 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
So that's when we came up with Circling the Globe that first year.
What and, that means? What year?
I think 11? It was 2011 or 12. Now I think
okay.
it's, yeah, 11.
So
we did it. We pulled it
yeah,
off. We circled the globe. And we had, I would say, 7, 8, 9 teams. It wasn't a lot. And I was recording steps on a spreadsheet. an Excel spreadsheet and just having people send them to me. And we pulled it off, and then people said, okay, now what? And then I said, well, I guess we'll do it next year. And people said, are we doing it? And we just kept doing it. And then a few years in, I realized that we probably should consider forming a nonprofit to just, you know, have someone to pay the internet costs. So I wasn't paying the internet costs. So we did that. I had people who were really involved and great volunteers and asked them to be the initial board members. And we filed the paperwork, and then the rest is history.
Amazing. And can you walk us through a couple of highlights of how this has impacted the community or your favorite moments?
Well, you know what? It's so hard to be in my chair and talk about that because I'm so close to it. And but I do hear from people that there's a couple of kind of overarching things I hear. One is that they do feel that there's improvement for themselves. I hear that a lot. And I hear people say, I wouldn't have done it if there hadn't been some encouragement. And also just, you know, it's really hard these days. It was easier in the past to kind of come together as a community on Facebook. It's so much harder now. But that's where the majority of the communication has happened. And it's fun. We all have fun. You feel the community feeling of it. And that's very powerful too. So those are some big things for me.
Yeah. I think that this theme you're bringing up around the community, we've had come up a few times, and maybe I'm just slow in getting there. In many of the last episodes where we feel there's this feeling of, oh, other people get me. And
yes,
I understand where that falls, because I think there is this like, there's a great deal of love within the spondylitis community, and I'm going down a rabbit hole here in a sec, but just a few of the last episodes really have been making me think of like, what is the personality of this organization and the community, right? What are the overarching personality characteristics of, if you collectively pull this together? And I think there's so much there, but I was like, what is that love? Like, you read about like Greeks, the way that Greeks like talk about love, but I was like, there isn't a word for that community type of love.
Well, there probably is, but it's like Swedish or something.
Yeah, the best word I could find was storge.
Oh, that's hysterical.
But what you're describing is love. Right?
It really is, but it's also a like a knowing, you know, so there's this is interesting. My husband's just been dealing with some back pain that's more disc related, and he's had some really bad pain days, and all of a sudden, like, he's been amazing. He's been an amazing partner to have, and he's been with me all the time, and he's gotten, you know, he's just been right there. And I give our caregivers a lot of credit, but he all of a sudden looked at me just yesterday, because the pain's been so bad for him. And he's like, oh my God, I now get it.
Oh.
So that's what this community is that we get it.
That, I think that's it. And I think the knowing, right? Yeah. There is a knowing to it.
Like, oh my gosh, I know how challenging it can be sometimes to just be. And so you're safe right here with me, and we're going to be together. And, you know, that's part of why I loved the name of the nonprofit, Walk as One. I mean, it's like, we're doing this path of life together.
Yeah.
And
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. So we're kind of announcing that there is going to you are going to transition the walk to the essays, to the SAA, into the hands of the SAA. What prompted this, if you don't mind sharing?
So there's a couple of things. There were a couple of years there in the recent past that I stepped away for the organization because of my mom was sick. And I came back last year because Ricky White, who had stepped in to lead the organization, needed to step away. So I came back for last year, and, you know, I think I realized pretty quickly that we had, as patients trying to run this nonprofit, we had probably gotten to the end of our ability to grow it. And we could either walk away, which there was not a chance in you know what to do that, or we could try to find a new home for it within an organization that can handle, you know, the robustness of the website, the technicalities, the you know, messaging, the important, you know, health information that needs to come with it, the, you know, just the, you know, to run it is not easy. There's so many moving parts. So that's where I knew it was time to reach out and say, would you consider bringing it on? I think the stars just aligned. I think it was the right time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like setting it free to make it, you know, be what it can be and help more people, because it's the only goal ever was to help people. So
that's love too, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. From on behalf of the SAA, this is exciting. And I think, do you have any idea how many people have been involved with it?
So I don't, I wish I had. I mean, this again comes down to just a tiny little, like we never raised any money. We never got any grant money, but like maybe $1,000 here and there. So we just didn't have the money to put towards any of that kind of data. So but we had, you know, we have, I think, tens of thousands. And I think it could have been, it could be a lot more than that, that have come in and out. But, you know, we have had our challenges because we haven't had the ability to do something that within an organization that's staffed and has, you know, all the different people who are employed by SAA with all the different skills. To be able to do things. It's a beautiful idea, helping a lot of people that just needs some TLC. And I think it's just going to be amazing what SAA does with it. So although, you know, there's aspects of me that are like, oh my God, and most of me is because it's a creation. It's close to my home. But most of me is just so excited to see what SAA is going to. And we've been having wonderful meetings and trying to be as involved as possible to just help with the transition, just because I have all that, you know, kind of institutional knowledge. And you know, I was just on a Zoom call today and something came up and I told Jason a little bit of the backstory of it. And he's like, oh, well, that's helpful. You know, so. So just some of that to make sure that this progresses well.
Yeah. And let me honor that feeling you have about letting go of what you've created, because it just goes with our theme of love, right? Like, that is something that is not easy, but my hope anyway, and I don't have too much influence, but my hope is that you get to return to having a lot of fun with it.
I know. So I haven't been able to. Okay, I'm so glad you brought this up because I'm about to make a pitch. So I have not been able to be a team captain because I've always been so involved in doing the behind the scenes stuff. So I've been a horrible team captain. And the years I was away, I didn't do it because I wanted to not be like sitting right there trying to look over someone's shoulder. So I'm excited to have my blue apples team, which goes back to my apples and the blue color for spondylitis. And anyone listening who wants to join and doesn't know about a team to join, please come be a blue apple, because I'm trying to beat the orange apples who are in the UK. And that's going to be a heavy lift because that team is amazing. That's run by Gillian Eames, and she works with NASS. Yep. Over in Great Britain, and she's always one of the top teams. And she's just a lovely lady, has done amazing advocacy and awareness raising herself for the disease over there. And I would really like to at least sort of challenge her.
Okay.
So I need some walkers.
Okay. So I'll give you my answer before the end of the show.
Okay.
How does the event work?
How does the event work? Yes. Well, it's quite simple. So part of the thought of all of this is that we need to walk for more than one day. I've done some of the other walks, and you show up on one day and you don't know if that's going to be a day you're flaring or whatever. And I've had to like walk around the loop of the park for the and not been able to do it. So, you know, that those are great, but I think this is way better because you can do it at your own pace. You can get steps in your kitchen by going, you know, around the dining room table or whatever. You walk. You have a device on usually. You can have a pedometer, which, you know, those are as cheap as like $10. So many of us have some kind of watch or Fitbit nowadays. Every single phone tracks steps either automatically or with a simple app. So you don't have to worry about that. And then just start tracking your steps. You can also convert steps. So if you do yoga, you're not getting a lot of steps, but there's a conversion chart. So they've been put together by some really smart people to understand how that can convert it to be equal activity. And so we have those charts.
Amazing.
So that you can log those as well. And then so you keep track. Some people will go onto that. You sign up for the walk. You join a team and you have it. Personal dashboard that you get when you log in, and you can either enter steps every day, or I do it every week, but you can even do it for the whole month in one full swoop. So you don't have to think you have to do it all the time. You just have to do it. So then once it's logged, it goes onto the team total, which is where I'm talking about trying to compete a little with Jillian's team, but she's got like 60 or 70 people walking for her at this point.
Well, we've got to be able to find that.
What did you think?
Give us a magnitude of steps for their team.
Oh gosh, I'd have to go look, Jill. I'd have to go look, but they just have a very solid team. She's just she knows so many people within that organization, and I know she's going to be trying to get more people involved this year, which that's a goal too. Just because she knows I'm coming for her.
and
we like to have fun. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how many steps you take.
No.
So
yes,
we say fine. collectively. So we don't want anyone to get hurt. You know, we want people to go slowly. I was doing, you know, walks to the end of my driveway when I first started. And so, you know, there is that. And I have to tell you, it adds up really quickly. We have Cookie Hopper, who is a good friend of mine, and she started just tracking her life because she never joined, even though we were friends, because she thought she couldn't contribute. And she's like, Jenna, she said this last year when I came back onto the to lead the walk again. And she said, well, I'm going to just see how many steps I take just without trying to do just my life. And she hit 1 million steps in the year.
Wow.
So it adds up. It adds up.
That's crazy. I wonder, so if you do 10,000 steps a day.
Yes. So that's hard. That's hard. What I say is for the month of, you know, for the couple of, well, this isn't, people aren't going to hear this until April 24th, but we're on social media talking to people about getting a baseline, and that's just putting it on and not trying to do any extra activity. Just
right.
So you can start to know how many steps you get in the day, and you start to learn how many steps. Some people are surprised they get as many as they do, and
yeah.
Some people, you know, think, wow, that's not as much as I thought. So it doesn't matter. Just get a baseline and then slowly, you know, slowly see if you can, you know, park the car a little further away from where you're, you know, if you're at the supermarket, you know, a few more car lengths away, or, you know, go up to the end of the street, you know, once or twice a week where you wouldn't have done that before. Just little things. And then
yeah.
They all add up.
Okay. So I'm actually trying to look in my phone and see like how many steps I've recorded in the last year. I don't know if that's going to be.
You're going to, like I said, they add up. You're going to be surprised. And then we have people like a kind of like a Helgi kind of person. Like he was there involved in the, I don't know if it was the first or the second year, but he was definitely involved right in those, the first bit. And his team, I mean, he knows a lot of people. So his team, that was crazy. That gave us a good boost right at the beginning.
Yeah, I imagine. Okay. So SAA is going to be taking over and they're going to move it to the spondylitis.org.
So this year it's just going to run right on the website where we have it just because we don't want any bumps. But that's exactly what they're going to do. And then they're going to give it more functionality and, new programs and whatever their future vision is, but the same basic, principle. So that will be fun to see what they decide to do for next year. I'm like, I can't wait to see what they do for next year. This year is okay, here we go.
Right.
let's make sure, we can make it work and we can, make sure everyone's happy and there's no glitches and all that. So,
and that is on walkasone.org.
So you can go there, or it's easiest because it gets confusing for people when they first hear about this, because the event is called Walk Your AS Off. That was the original name.
Right.
When we moved to the nonprofit, we changed it to something that sounded a little more nonprofit-y. Yeah. So if you just go to Walk Your AS Off, because that's the name you're going to be hearing from everyone, you go to walkyourasoff.com, it redirects to the right location.
Oh, it is the walkyourasoff.com. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And it's an annual commitment?
So, you can commit to it as much as you want. I mean, the more you commit to it, the better it is for you, the more you are connected to the community. We've typically done it for the month of May. Just because all the awareness stuff happens in May. But I know SAA wants to encourage people to walk year round. That was always our goal. We just were exhausted by the end of May and we usually didn't regroup until fall. But walking year round and encouraging to walk year round, and also they're taking this million step idea that we had a million step challenge at one point I came up with to encourage family and friends who were maybe more active to have a fun challenge. But it's because of Cookie getting that million steps in the year, it made sense to, say, well, you can do a million steps in a year, see what you can contribute in a year. So I think absolutely you can do this year round.
Yeah. Okay. So, I have so many thoughts. My head is like, there's like a leaderboard.
I know. And I can babble on about this like endlessly. So,
yeah. So what, as you transition, you have a message you would like to share with anyone who's involved, like volunteers or participants or supporters as it embarks on the next chapter?
So there's a couple of things. One is, take the leap with us and take a few steps, because I don't think there's a downside, because we're not asking you to hurt yourself. We're not asking you to do something outside your comfort zone. We're asking you to just be present with us and be a community. And when one of the things that happened after my apples was that I realized life is way better with my ASers, with my Spondy family, it's like, and it feels overwhelming to try to get into a group that you think is kind of close knit and they all know each other. Like, well, not all of us do, but a lot of us do. But just come on in. We welcome everyone and you'll feel like you belong within no time. So don't be afraid to join us. Don't worry about what you can contribute. And then another thing I would say, I lost my train of thought. So Jason will have to cut that out.
Yeah, go listen to our episode on brain fog.
Well, I made it how many minutes in? I think I did pretty well.
Almost. Yeah, we're rocking.
But that's a big one, is that, again, we come back to that, like you say, the love in the community. And just, it's an exciting time to be a part of it because of this commitment from this wonderful organization.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. fundraising. Is this a fundraising event or is there?
So it's always been, we've always had that ability. We've never been able to do it through the website, obviously just the technical aspects of that and just managing it. But it's so, there's so many ways you can use it as a fundraiser. The easiest one right now is to just go set up a fundraising page on Facebook. Because those work and you can actually go and do it straight from the SAA Facebook page. And I just set one up and it now lets you, you know, you change the name. So I put the, you know, raising money for Spondylitis Association of America with Walk Your AS Off and Team Blue Apples. And then it actually now lets you share it not only to stories, but to your Instagram. So on my Instagram, right up at the top on the banner is my fundraiser. And I could make the end date the end of May. So that's a really easy way to do it. Yeah. And here, you don't have to do it. That's nice. You don't have to feel the pressure of that. But if you even raise $10, you're helping. It's again, like how many steps does it are important, the ones you give us. It's the same thing. If you raise $10, it's wonderful. If you can raise more, that's great. Because we have just given SAA a ginormous task to develop this, because there's so many ways they can develop this and that every way they develop it helps the community. It helps us raise awareness. So that money is important. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it helps raise awareness. Mm-hmm. It helps, put my SAA board member hat on right
now. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But this is the kind of thing that raises awareness. We form community and the fundraising aspect. I've never known anything SAA does to like for money to go, you know, fundraising to be without impact. And the fundraising piece of this is a simple, I think for many of us, not all of us, but it's a simple commitment. And the fundraising aspect allows more programs, more advocacy.
Right.
You know, I think of like, you want to get in front of Capitol Hill, you've got to figure out how to pay for all those things. And
right.
There is this huge opportunity. And I'm always, and I know you've been around quite a while in SAA land, but I'm always so impressed at like the stewardship with the dollars.
Right.
And how they are, they're so impactful, whether it is programs or advocacy or research, they do such a good job. So like, I would love to see this become sort of our, you know, one of our flagship ways to engage with the community.
And as that some of that money comes in to help with some of the new ways of doing it, I think people will really see what SAA is able to do that I wasn't or we weren't able to do. I gave them kind of this list of here's what I always wanted, you know, just sort of have some, you know, just of the where my brain had gone with it. But they're going to come up with all sorts of wonderful ways. You guys are going to come up with wonderful ways. So, I think it's because of that, with the technology, the way the technology is working. I mean, from day one, I wanted the tracking devices to go straight into the website. So all you have to do is sign up, attach your, you know, the device and you're off to the races and you know, you're participating even if you don't know it. It's kind of good. You have to log in because it keeps you present in that idea that you're,
right?
So,
but what if, you know, I mean, my brain's going, okay. So first let me say though, like this is something, it's been 12 years.
Right. Like, so 20, yeah.
Right. We know there's traction and it's time to really scale it.
Right. Right.
Which I find very exciting.
Part of why I thought, you know, it's time to say, you know, like set you free to have it go where it can go.
Yeah, for sure. I think, okay. So I'm going to say that I I'm going to go out there and we're going to kick the orange apple butts.
You're going to be part of the blue apples. Of the blue apples. Yes. Okay. Well, you got to wear some blue.
All right. I'm in all gray today.
I'm in blue, everyone, even though you can't see me.
But funny enough, like, we just rebranded at work and blue is our color too. So
there you go.
More blue in my life coming
Perfect.
Up.
Perfect. Well, I think that would be awesome.
Yes,
so I'll have to get on Facebook and tell Jillian.
Yeah. So. And I've talked to Jillian on and off a couple times on maybe LinkedIn.
Oh my God. I love her. Oh
yeah.
God. I love
okay,
her.
Okay. So yeah. We're going to go, and this is a call to all of our good listeners.
Yes.
We want everybody on the Blue Apples and yes. other teams. Feel free to form
yes.
your own team.
And right? So you sign up there, but then you can search for us on Facebook because it's easier to communicate there. So, it's Facebook.com/TheBlueApples, I think.
All right, well, we'll find that and put it in the chat. As our time comes to an end.
I know, we've gone probably over.
Well, we should do this again and like after we, you know, we should get you and Jillian on at the same time.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
But tell me, so first, I want to pause though and thank you for, I mean, your commitment is 15 years long. To advocacy for SAA and people with spondylitis. And it's truly inspiring to listen to your journey. And I wish I had what it took to commit that much time and effort to.
Well, I had to take some years off. I mean,
But you never gave up.
Thank you. No.
So thank you. If I had a crown, I'd put it on you right now. tell us five, but you know, a couple things you want to share with the community, in general, as you transition your baby into adulthood.
Goodness. I want you to find that happy pace. That's so important. It's so important to me. I want so much for people to lead as good a lives as they can with this, because it's such a challenge. It's such a challenge. I don't know, I guess that's where I am. I'm not going to disappear. I'm going to keep that Blue Apples going and keep challenging Jillian. I have these art pieces that have to keep going. So I'm going to be concentrating on that because that's where my calling is taking me.
Yes.
I am so grateful to SAA for seeing that this is so important to people who have SPA.
Yeah.
AS. So,
have you ever used the tagline "Find your happy pace"?
Yes,
I love that.
Yeah, they SAI did take that and put it on. It's on some of the new stuff because it's perfect. It's really perfect because I would lay in bed and worry about people hurting themselves. I don't want that. I want you to feel better.
Right.
So you have to do it slowly. It's hard because, you know, for people who are competitive, they're like, oh, we're going to do 10,000 steps. Like, no, just, you know, do it slowly. It will build. It's built. I mean, for me, I can't imagine how, I mean, I'm walking so much more over these last 10 years than when I first started.
Yeah. It's so amazing. I am deeply inspired.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun on the Blue Apples. I mean, we have fun. So it's a difficult disease. Life is difficult with the disease, but we have fun because, I mean, why?
Why not? Right?
Right. Right.
We have to.
So
keep
just because I'm upbeat and happy on this podcast doesn't mean I don't suffer like other people. And so we're there for the people who are having a difficult time, but we're also going to be having fun. So, you know, come join us.
Yeah. I love it. Jenna.
What a wonderful time talking. I loved this.
Me too.
I love meeting you, Jill.
I love meeting you. I've heard so much about you. So, okay, let's wrap and everybody find your happy pace.
Absolutely.
Website to break so many
and
people.
And then I want to actually tell everyone too, at the end, they can be a walk star.
Oh.
Yes, we have walk stars. So, because we were always going through the stars, you know, like we went around the globe and then we went to the moon and then we went, you know, we're trying to get to Mars. So it's like we're walk stars trying to get there. So remember that too.
I'm going to land on that one.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
SpondyCast was made possible by donations from the Spondylitis Association of America's individual members and our show's corporate sponsor, AbbVie. Since our founding in 1983, the Spondylitis Association of America has been the face, voice, and leading nationwide nonprofit educating, empowering, and advocating for people living with spondyloarthritis. Through our extensive work with patients, the medical community, and partners, we provide information and resources to help people impacted by the disease live better lives and champion research to find a cure.